Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Nidhi Sudash, Om Shanti, a big world Om Shanti from the whole family to you, and thank you for being with us today. It's very lovely you're here.
Om Shanti to you and also to the entire family. I'm happy to be with you and also with all.
That is exactly what we wanted to create, is a spiritual gathering where we are going to follow you to the golden age right now today. And as you know, this program is wonderful because it allows us to see different facets of this coming new world, the golden age, and how we're preparing ourselves for the new world, but also how do we see it? What is the future? And I know you have so many rich experiences, it would take hours and hours to share all of them. But if I were to ask you, when I tell you golden age, what are the most vivid experiences, the best experiences you can recall of golden age that you had in the many, many years you've been with Baba?
To me, the golden age is actually a very pure feeling of inner beauty, inner purity. But when we are speaking about the golden age, it is the entire world of a lightness, purity, fullness, satisfaction, happiness, harmony. And so, coming to Baba, belonging to Baba and the family, I see these things are becoming natural. Of course, it's gradually, but it is becoming more and more natural in us. I see the golden age not only just the world of matter, but it is, the world is not just of matter for me and for everyone, I think is the same. World means the human beings. World means where we are able to experience and express ourselves. World where we are able to then enjoy with freedom and also see how others are also enjoying the same freedom and lightness. So, and since I have come to Baba, I am able to see our hidden power within ourselves. And I see Baba as the gardener, very, very special gardener, who has a vision and also has seen, not only vision, but this gardener has seen the potential in us, the living seeds. And as he has seen it many times, blossoming, becoming fruitful, becoming sweet, and later on, changing that role as a season changes. So we have forgotten, and he reminds us again. One picture I always have in my, with me, and that is just like a very beautiful photograph of a garden which is blossoming. Colorful, green, fresh, fountains, nice mountains, very, very beautiful scene. And the season changes. And then the same tree is barren tree. And now it is, feel completely different. And when I see myself like in that garden, the feeling comes, but is this the same where I was? So Baba reminds me by reminding me of my wish to be in that same garden again, though it is not the same. Same world is not there. But my wish tells me, my feelings makes me aware, because I cannot remember something or invoke something which I have not once or many times experienced. And that experience is called remembrance. And so I remember with the feeling that yes, I have seen Golden Age, and that seeing is actually being or preparing myself to be in that world again.
Can you describe a little bit more even this feeling, because you're mentioning certain qualities you are feeling, like the purity, the fullness. How would you, in more details, express or illustrate this feeling when in relationships, in relation to nature, in relation to your own body, or has this feeling taken, you know, this kind of more detailed forms for you also when you think of it?
Yeah, so for me it is, because see, the wish for everyone, for myself always, is that to experience healthy life, whole health, complete healthy life, right? And so when I visualize and I realize that how when matter will be pure and perfect, body is composed of matter, and all the five elements will be complete, clean and pure, so certainly the formation of my body will be also very special, very light. And so I see myself healthy. Healthy in a sense that my sense organs, my all atom of my body will be definitely in harmony. And that I mean that when the five elements are in harmony, then there is inner strength natural. And what I visualize that because it is disharmony which creates imbalance, and the body, the age, we see that we change our molecule atom of the body quickly, or you begin to feel that aging. And when I remember or see the pictures of the deities, which are certainly, it is the artist painting, but it is also experience this, that when matter is very suiting and everything, all the weather is something which is creating comfort in life, then your body is also mature. It is becoming mature. The intellect is also becoming mature, but it is still a joy of life. It is just like not being the feeling of getting old. It was the feeling of just joyful, ever young. And as sometimes we say, and when we celebrate someone's birthday, or now one day, 1 year younger. So not older, but it's feeling of not getting old. And this is what it means, that when you see the deity features of them, so gentle, so nice, so smooth, no wrinkles, no worry, no fear, not any kind of on the face or eyes showing anything. So it is something that the features will reflect the inner health. And this is how I visualize, or I sometimes feel as well. That even now we are enjoying this, no? And this life is also beautiful, because in this life I am creating my new life. In Brahmin life, it is anyway, it's a new birth, new life. But in this life, I am now seeing another life, which is perfect life, which is pure life, which is full of satisfaction. So body is healthy, automatically there's not any kind of attachment. And I don't feel any fear. And because I am not having any fear of losing anything, so this is why it's not feeling of being attached to it. And so natural detachment, but not a question or the world detachment will not exist. But it is just carefree. And yet, certainly, because now I have a very deep understanding that this body, I'm trustee of this body. This matter, wonder of matter, that this nature has given me as a gift. Of course, my parents became instrument to bring this physical form. But it is what it is. It's originally, it is the mother earth, the air, the beautiful elements. That is what formation the body is composed of. And so, healthy body, beautiful body, long life, happy life. And at the same time, it's not only just, and I'm not body conscious. Because it's normal, it is natural, everyone is beautiful, everyone is healthy, everyone is enjoying the self, no one is comparing with any each other. So I feel it would be so natural, just like in the garden, there are so many different beautiful flowers, different color, different shade, different fragrance. And that creates the beauty of the garden. And nobody is copying each other. No flowers are comparing with each other. We compare, but there we, the living flowers, don't compare with each other. We will be natural living flowers, garden of Allah, garden of Eden, golden living flowers. Fragrance would be, of course, in nature, but in fact, it would be the mind will be very fresh. So healthy body and very cool, fresh, gentle, pleasant mind. This is how I see. Happy mind, cheerful mind. Yeah. Now this word cheerful is there, but I am sometimes careful that I should be cheerful, but at the same time careful that it's okay in different stages. One has to be careful that not so expressive, better to be just mature as well. So it would be always like a child feeling. No fear of expression, expressing anything, because there is a natural joy and achievement. And when there is achievement, there is success, I mean, it's a satisfaction. And when it is satisfaction and everything is in abundance, there is no desire. So it is satisfaction of the mind and fullness of the mind. So healthy body and peaceful, pleasant mind. I don't think even I would say positive mind, because there is no negativity. It's so natural, just pleasant. I call it naturally cheerful, naturally satisfying, naturally happy. And so I see myself, when I'm talking with my family, with all of you, I think my heart is dancing, my mind is dancing, my eyes are seeing it, no, it's such great joy. Don't ask. So much happiness in this. And that's why I call it's a world of happiness. It's a world of beauty. And it means this is something real deep within my heart that I have experienced it. But here I don't see that the whole world like this. So there when I say whole world, it means all of us, because world of human being, our relationship with each other would be natural harmony, natural loving, natural respectful, natural appreciating. Because something I like and the other person has that one, so I will definitely appreciate. So that's why dancing together, playing together, singing together, what else we will do there? There's no worry, there's no tension. And so this is why happy life, relationship full of harmony. So body, mind, relationship. What other I see is, because nature is so perfect, all the things which we are using and the matter is giving us, it's so joyful that everything will be in abundance. And so, as Baba describes, that there will be golden palaces studded with diamond, I don't see it as being materialistic. I see it as realistic, because the matter is so refined, so everything will shine like gold. And also the stone, certainly their quality will become so powerful, so real, that it shines sparkling like diamonds. And also the real diamond, because what it is, when the earth changes, everything what is deep within for so long not has been influenced by human nature, by desires, by corruption, by greed, by deception. The deep within the element is hidden this pure treasure. And that will come on the surface. And this is how I see when Baba describes the ocean offers you the tray full of jewel, and the fruit, the tree will serve you, the air will serve you, you will have fresh air. In the morning, the birds will chirp and will wake you. So this scenery, I see, it's not an imagination. It is the real nature of nature. It's a real property of matter. And so because we have everything, without any greed or any kind of desire, it is coming automatically. The nature is also expressing. Nature is not greedy either. Matter is not miser either. It is generous. And so this is why I see wealth in abundance. And but for the, what is that? It's only the building material. So I am not thinking I will become, I have a fear of being materialistic. I don't compare this the very beautiful having wealth and bringing ego in me, but that wealth is not wealth. It is just matter has brought anything, and I have not earned, I have not given trouble to matter either. So the elements are serving me, and I am also serving the matter, because I am appreciating naturally. So I think I am creating the relationship with matter now. There I would not be aware. But because now I can appreciate how selflessness makes so satisfaction in the self. So matter and myself, then mind and matter are in harmony. And so this is why in abundance health, the treasure of Kuber Baba speaks about. Everything will be just open simsim. Means there's no need. But still it is plenty. And because it is plenty, so there is no desire for anything. For example, no desire to have more, because it is much more than what we are using there. So in this way, health, wealth, happiness, harmony in relationship, satisfaction in life. And then I go deeper in it. The basis of all this is selflessness, it's purity. And it's everything is not anyone possessiveness of anything for anyone. Even so, relationship is harmony, so no possessiveness. There's no any kind of competition or any kind of jealousy. So it is fear of losing and also becoming some kind of limited is not there. And this is why it's a great joy together. So everything is perfect in this aspect. Mind, body, wealth, relationship, matter, it is serving us. and we are happy to serve nature. So this is what, how I, the elements, and the same time animals though. Because our mind is so natural, what is called double non-violent. I won't think that we will use this word non-violence. It's this world of violence belongs to this world. And when there's harmony, is love, respect, violence does not exist. So this language, this word belongs to this world, not to the new world. It is just world of love, lightness, openness, a very beautiful vision of respect and love for each other, because it's equality. It's not a comparison, it's not inferiority and superiority. And this is why it's called royalty in life. So what I see myself, Golden Age, as a natural, this nature has this natural beauty, the soul in its own nature. My nature would be natural spiritual. I would not have to follow any ritual. It's natural spiritual, because I am soul conscious naturally. I don't have to remind myself, I am soul. I don't think that I have to think I am a soul. Just I don't have to think, no, I am body. I am Sudesh, I don't have to think, no, it's so natural. I don't forget my name. I don't forget my features either. It might be present the picture of thousand in a group. Immediately I recognize where I am, who I am. So, but I don't have to remember and remind myself. I don't think that when in the Golden Age I am there, I have to remind myself I'm a soul. So it in this consciousness, when I don't have to remind myself my soul, so my purity, my peace, my love, my happiness, my appreciation for others, my relationship with each other would be very natural. And that, though Baba says that diamond life is now, but I see this samskaras, I go with these samskaras, and okay, I might be living in the house, golden building or palace or whatever, studded with the diamond, but I feel her heart will be gold heart, and my personality will be sparkling as diamond. And that is my inner beauty, how I visualize it. And this is what I call myself, my aim, to become Lakshmi and Narayan, Lakshmi or Narayan, doesn't matter, but it is means the embodiment of virtues. I'm not looking for wearing a nice colorful sari or wearing a very nice crown of gold. No, not necessary. Okay, it will be like a fashion, I say, or it's a joy of playing together and wearing for fun or whatever. So, but it's not a question of authority. It's just the joy of you have a dress. So that is also a system, like a dress, joy of wearing this. So it is spirituality, purity, natural divinity, natural royalty. And that life, dignified life, I called is paradise. And it is not in matter only, it is not in this elements. That is also beautiful. Even now when we see nice scenery, say, oh, what a paradise. Very nice looking. So would be in us as well, in human beings. No? So it would be just like paradise. We ourselves are real diamonds, sparkling diamonds. And I think because every time when we are breathing in, breathing out with joy, so our light will make the diamond sparkle. Because these diamonds do not know what the joy is. But we know what the joy is. What bliss is. What super sense of joy is now. But there would be that natural joy. And this is why it is a world of happiness. This is why how I see. Mm-hmm.
We can hear your mind dancing and singing, so it's lovely, and I think you're making everyone dance and sing at the same time, so thank you. It's a very detailed spiritual description of that golden age, and just since you are in that thread of thought about the description of the senses, you know, in the golden age, what about this idea of akarma, this neutral karma? Is this because it comes also from that selflessness that you were talking about, that purity that you're talking about? Is it how this karma could really be akarma?
See, because it is there's no desire of fruit, and there's no consciousness of doing anything wrong, because their vices are not there. And so it is just like now, I'm talking now, and my hand is moving automatically. I'm not making effort. Perhaps this is my habit. I talk with hands, no. I am talking with my mouth, but my hand is dancing. And my eyes are also dancing. So I'm not making any effort, no. And it's neutral, it's natural. So there's no desire to receive any reward of that. So that is neutral karma. Akarma is beyond the desire, beyond any pull, beyond any fear, beyond any influence, beyond influencing anyone. There's no bondage, no. So akarma means the action which are not creating any bondage and burden on you. So karma is which brings the happiness of doing something, and you get the reward from others, you get praise from others, you win love and respect from others. You are collecting something. There it is not a question of collecting something. It is just you are expressing and experiencing. And so that what you express and experience naturally, with natural qualities, that is a karma. Like karmatit, when Baba speaks about reaching karmatit stage. So there are no bondage, but what we have collected now, and according to the law of karma, we are certainly a law of entropy, law of nature, we are gradually consuming it. Matter does not have understanding, and law of entropy, as matter is changing, gradually what I have collected, I am also using it. But I don't have the feeling of reducing it. I'm reusing it, I'm enjoying it, but I'm not increasing it. As matter is as sometimes you would have heard in Murli, Baba gives a very beautiful analogy, example of that, that when you make an ornament with gold, so it is clean and pure. As many times our ornament is made, a little bit some alloy is mixed in it. And so it is becoming little different quality. So gradually, as many times this alloy of matter is mixing in me, vices are not mixing, because in the golden age there are no vices. But what is mixing? What is the matter is affecting me, because matter itself is losing its power. Without knowing, it is losing its power. And I am being influenced by matter without knowing that I am being influenced by matter. Because it is mixed. So I breathe in, I breathe out. So it is also becoming, I am becoming in harmony with matter. And so this is why the souls who are coming first in the golden age, they are naturally in harmony with matter, and they enjoy the best fruit of freshness, of perfection in matter. And their actions are naturally clear, clean, so no question of saying perfection either. Mm. Just like, because perfection is here, defects are here, reformation is here, best betterment is here. So once you are perfect, then it is not a question of, there's no comparison. No word perfection. I don't think that this is only when I begin to lose something, I have comparison. So comparison begins maybe in Silver Age, little bit, where the souls will feel that some change has taken place. But still you are, because now I can imagine in this way, that when I was a child, I had a joyful nature. I was very happy, happy-go-lucky child, very lovely. Well, in the family, I have experienced always so much love, so much respect. And I always felt freedom, no? I always felt no fear of anything. I can do what I want. I can say this is I will do. And even others are not accepting, don't worry, they will accept. And so it was just like, so in my physical age body, so that I can see the change taking place. But still, my body, my hands, my feet, my formation is the same. But a little bit, gradually, the energy is changed. So I would say that I am getting old, but I don't become old in my real feeling. I'm still young. And so there, so would be feeling that even in the Silver Age, we won't feel that we are losing anything, but a change will definitely be noticed. As law of entropy, the energy, both level, the energy is getting less and less. And that time comes that we become influenced more. And then weakness, vices begins. And the karma, also karma, these words come into existence.
Well, you're certainly giving us a great taste for going there quickly. So we're looking forward to that experience. Maybe before we let you go, would you take us into a little state of reflection and meditation together, and just sharing a few more thoughts on the invocation of that deity stage, you know, within us right now. Could you take us into meditation for a few minutes?
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
I would like to, yeah. Om Shanti. Om. I become aware of my true self. Om. I'm aware of my eternal truth. I can see the soul, myself, being in harmony with matter, which is completely clean, pure. As is the matter, so is the mind. As is the mind, so is influencing the matter. Misusing the matter. So in this body, which is healthy, beautiful, matter is so gentle. I don't feel any weight of my body. This purity in physical body. But very light. Because of matter is clean. Mind is pleasant. Naturally pure. As in the company of body, I'm not misusing matter, appreciating matter. I can visualize mind and matter are life partner. Matter, body is opportunity. My sense organs are supporting me. I am using them to express my joy, experiencing the fullness, purity of matter. This nourishment pure feelings and all what I eat is making my mind and healthy, body healthy. Pure mind, clean environment. Pleasant life. Spirituality is reality in my life. It is true love, true harmony, true respect. Appreciation from the heart for each other. It is just like all are together like the musical instrument. I might use musical instrument to play, to sing, to dance. But I'm dancing. The dance of happiness. I'm singing the song of joy. Each of us is very special. Each individual is unique with natural beauty, natural spirituality, natural divinity. In samskaras, ha, harmony, but royalty. No inferiority or superiority complex. This oneness is the joy, the strength, uniqueness, but no competition and comparison. Uniqueness is the beauty. I use all the facilities that has been created for us, but I'm not possessive. So matter also, all the comforts, all the powers of matter are serving me, and I am serving the matter. As I breathe in and breathe out, this is natural support. And as I have learned this naturally, I feel free to use anything. Everything belongs to me. All belong to me. This belonging to each other is natural strength and oneness. It is fullness in life. It's land of light. It's land of love. It's land of inner, internal and external beauty. It's real bliss. It subdued the age of truth. It's Vaikunth. No worry. No tension. Health, wealth, happiness are natural samskaras. Even the elements of nature, beautiful birds, animals, birds, flowers, everything that belongs to matter has same property, same qualities. But human beings have. That is like the furniture of the house, beauty of the palace. It's a beautiful world of natural perfection that us dance together, sing together, play together in this beautiful world. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om. Ananda. Om. Bliss.
Om Shanti Didisadash, thank you so much. That was like a wonderful preview of Golden Age. I feel we all get ready for our Golden Age stage, and everybody will want a definitely air conditioning ticket to go with you in that world. So thank you so much for being with us and taking the time to reemerge all these beautiful feelings. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you. Om Shanti.